You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
If it's not related to Christ, I assure you, your answer is not correct. Because everything was created for him and by him. You may say, this is my life purpose. Or I live for that goal.
不管你的答案是什么,
whatever your answer was.
不管你写的这个哲学得到诺贝尔奖也好,
even if you got a Nobel Prize for your philosophy.
只要没有跟基督发生关系, 我跟你说你的答案是错的。
If it's not related to Christ, I assure you, your answer is wrong.
启示录第五章讲到这个坐宝座的右手拿了一卷书卷盖了七个印。
In the book of Revelation chapter 5, it says that the one who is on the throne holds a scroll with a seven seals.
约翰看见说，居然天底下、天上的、地上、地底下没有一个人配得展开这个书卷。
And Apostle John saw it, and then it was that no one in heaven, on earth, and under the earth was worthy to open the scroll.
整个宇宙受造的意义。 未来的前途到底是什么？没有一个人有资格打开来，没有人知道的。
No one was worthy to open up the scroll to find out the meaning of the creation of the world and the future of the creation.
圣经上告诉我们说，约翰看见他就大哭啊，他想到人类失明。
So when John saw it, he just wept and wept, thinking the whole mankind was lost.
没有人知道万有的目的、前途到底是什么。
No one knew the purpose and the future of all creation.
但是感谢主，他底下就看见犹大的狮子、被杀的羔羊，到神的面前把书卷展开来了。
But then afterwards, we praise the Lord that the lion from the tribe of Judah was worth it. And then he opened up the scroll.
而当他一打开来的时候，四活物、二十四长老全部趴在地上，口唱新歌赞美，因为宇宙受造的意义、前途都在基督里被显明出来。Then
after he opened up the scroll, all the elders and the four living creatures all prostrate and worship God because the purpose and the future of all creation was revealed.
弟兄姊妹，不光万有的中心是耶稣。
Not only that, all create the center of all creation was Jesus.
神整个旨意的中心计划都在耶稣的身上。
And God's eternal will and purpose all was on Jesus.
所以我们上次说，如果我们跟基督发生关系的都是大事。
So anything that has to do with Christ is a great matter.
跟基督没有关系的事情，在神的眼中，通通都是小事。
Anything that has nothing to do with Jesus is a small matter in God's eyes.
Christ must be the center of our life.
基督必须是我们生活的中心。弟兄姊妹，不管你是学生，你是职业，你是家庭，你是侍奉，你任何的生活，基督必须是中心，必须居首位。 In all areas of your life, whether your career, your family life, and everything, Christ has to be the center.
不然我们就白白受造，白活一趟。
Otherwise, we will create and live in vain.
我想我们很多人都用过笔哈。
We all have used a pens before.
你有没有用过新买来的笔就已经写不出来了？
Have you tried some new pen and that just couldn't write?
有吗？或者笔不小心掉到地上，以前人告诉我说，在球鞋底下画一画就可以写出来。
And then some people tell us that if you drop your pen and just write on the sole of your sneakers, and then it will help the pen to
flow. 我怎么画都还是写不出来，然后它就是坏掉了。
And sometimes it just wouldn't work.
这个笔被造的时候，明明是为了写字的。
This pen was created to write.
当它不能写的时候，我只好丢掉它。
When it cannot write, it has to be tossed away.
灯泡被造就是为了发光的。
Light bulbs was created to shine.
才买的灯泡装上去，它不亮，我只好丢掉它，我不会留在它那里。
If the light bulb doesn't shine, I have to throw it away. I wouldn't keep it.
我们是为了基督被造的。
And we were created for Christ.
你我的生活里面如果跟基督没有关，根本不能存在的，神不要。
If Christ has nothing to do with our life, then we exist in vain. God doesn't want us.
基督必须是中心了。
Christ has to be the center of our life.
基督必须居首位。
Christ has to be the first place.
这是第一件事情啊。
And this is the first thing.
第二件事情，圣经告诉我们，我们现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Second thing that we no longer live, but Christ lives in us.
不光我们整个人生的中心是基督，连我们的生命必须是基督。
Not only that, the center of our life is Christ. He has to live.
我们的源头必须从主来，在神的面前才能活出神要的生活。
The origin of our life, our living has to be Christ.
不然我们就白活了。
Otherwise, we lived in vain.
刚刚我们讲的是，我们如果不照着神的旨意中心来活着，我们就白被造了，白造了。
We were just saying that if we do not live according to God's will, we were created in vain.
如果我们不是在基督里面活的话，我们就白活了。
And if we do not remain living in Christ, we live in vain.
这个不是我说的。
I didn't say this.
约翰在写约翰一书的时候，他说：“人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就怎么样？没有生命。”
In the book of 1 John, Apostle John says, Anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
你说我活得好好的。
You may say, I'm quite well, I live okay.
你看我还可以跳啊。
My life is okay, I can jump.
你看我还可以拍手啊。
I can clap.
你看我还会打瞌睡啊。
And I can fall asleep.
弟兄姊妹，你暗明是活的，其实在神眼中是死的。
Yes, you may outwardly you appear to be alive, but then in God's eyes you are dead.
因为圣经上明说，人有神的儿子。就有生命，没有神的儿子，没有生命。
Because the Bible clearly says, anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have Son of God does not have life.
很多时候假花比真花还漂亮。
Sometimes artificial flowers may appear to be more beautiful than real ones.
那些假香蕉多新鲜呢。
Look at those artificial bananas, they look so fresh.
很多假水果都非常非常的漂亮。
And artificial fruits, they look beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，但是如果你没有基督的生命，在神的眼中就是死的。就是白活一趟。
But yet, without the life of Christ within us, in God's eyes, we are dead. We live our life in vain.
有时我们带着孩子们出去休息度假的时候。
Once we were on vacation, our family vacation.
那天鱼翅母也做得很好吃，然后又很好喝的哈，然后就听见我儿子讲说：“爸爸妈妈，这才叫做 life。”
And then my wife cooked a very delicious meal, and then my son says.Mom and Dad, this is called life.
This is so-called life. 他就觉得这叫做人生。
And that is so-called life.
弟兄姊妹，那跟基督那差远了哈。
But very far away from Christ.
弟兄姊妹，没有基督哈，我们真的白活了了。
Without Christ, we live in vain.
圣经告诉我们说，神在基督耶稣里面把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们了。
The Bible says God has given to us all heavenly blessings in Jesus Christ.
而且神本性哈，神的性情。神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的在基督里，而我们在他里面得着了这一切丰富。
And all the fullness of godly nature are in bodily forms in Christ Jesus, and we obtained it in Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的生活如果不是在基督里活着，哎呀，你知道你生活其实本身已经很辛苦了。
If we do not live our life in Christ, our life could be pretty hard.
不会有真正的平安和喜乐，因为这些东西。这个从外面得到的都是暂时的。
We will not have true joy and peace because everything we receive outwardly are only temporary.
只有不再是我乃是基督的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们能够过得胜的生活。
But if we live a life that's the reality of no longer I but Christ,
我们才能够了
解 then we live a victorious life.
这叫做 life.
And then we will say, this is life.
哎呀，我们才知道人活得这么可以这么喜乐的。
We realize we can live.Such a joyful life.
人可以在这样子的风暴里面，我们依旧平安的。
We can enjoy peace in such storms.
一样有苦难，在主里面我们得着平安。
Yes, we may go through tribulations, but we will have peace in Christ.
如果没有的话，真是白活的哈。
Without it, we live in vain.
第三个。
Third.
哥罗西书三章十一节告诉我们，唯有基督是一切，又住在一切之内。
Colossians chapter 3 says,
Christ is all and in all.
Christ has nothing to do with our life. There's no true meaning for our life.
我们可以对这个世界、对国家、对周围的人有价值，因为你可能发明了新东西，你可能改良了社会，有很多很好的祝福。我不是说这些都不好哈。
We might be very valuable to our community, to the nation, if we have make contribution.
但是就着永恒来说。
But in terms of eternity.
就着能不能将来带到永世里面去来说。
In terms of eternity, whether we can bring all this to eternity.
如果我们的今生所有所做所行跟所得着的跟基督没有关系的话。
If everything we do, everything we got has nothing to do with Jesus.
哥林多前书第三章说，有一天有火要被发现。
First Corinthians chapter 3 says, one day there will be consuming fire.
请大家记得哈，有一天 fire 要临到我们每一个人。
Remember, one day fire will come upon us.
不是烧你这个人，是来试验我们这一生的工程。
It's not to burn you, but to test our work.
换句话说，就是我们整个人生的果效，当你带去见神的时候。
In other words, when we go to meet God, we will bring about all the works.
神怎么决定我们的结局呢？就是把它放到火里面去。
Then how would God determine our destiny by
有人用金银宝石建造，有人用草木和谐建造。
Some may build with silver and gold, some may build with wood and hay.
啊，弄草木和谐的，它经过火就全被烧光了。
Wood, hay and stubbles, they get burned out and consumed by fire.
他仅此得救而已。
And this person is barely saved.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们那天没有这么大的懊悔和遗憾。
I hope that we will not encounter such great regret that day.
今天基督是一切。
Today Christ is all.
又在一切之内。
And in all.
所有我们的遭遇里面，我们都可以得着基督来经历他。
We can experience and obtain Christ in everything we go through.
我们真的可以借着每一个环境里面，我们来得着他。
In all circumstances, we may let hold of Christ.
不然我们那天去见主的时候，才发现，哎呀，这一生白过了。
So that we will not regret on the day we meet Christ.
这一生白忙了。
We may not say, oh, we have wasted our life.
就像我那时候。做数学功课做得这么好，结果老师给我零分，因为他那天说的那几题是不要做的，我以为要做的。
Like what happened to me, I turned in a very well done math homework and I got 0%. This is because I did all the problems wrong. I picked the wrong problems to work on.
但老师说你每一题答案都是 perfect, 全对，只是那不是我要的。
The teacher says, yes, you got answers right for the ones you worked on, but I did not ask you to work on these problems.
因为这几题是不要做的。
These are the ones that you should skip.
但是我听错了。
But I heard it wrong.
我领会错了。
And I understood it.
我花的功夫是真的。
Yes, I toiled and labored.
我做出来结果是好的。
And then my answers were right.
他也要夸奖我做的是好的，但是他不能给我分数。
He praised me for my work, but he could not give me a score.
因为我没有照规则。
Because I did not follow the rule.
对不对？
Is that right?
就跟你赛跑一样。
Like when you were running a race.
你虽然最后你第一个跑进来，你好像是第一名。
You might be the first one to go through the finish line.
但是裁判说你不算，因为起跑的时候你的脚已经跨过白线。
But the umpire might say, oh, this doesn't count because when you first started, you already crossed
the
starting line. You did not follow the rule.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在数天的这个讲永恒的事情，你要 follow God's rule。
So when we talk about eternity, we have to follow God's rule.
你必须让你的生活跟神发跟基督发生关系的。
Your life has to do with Christ.
不管你人生的遭遇是什么。
No matter what you go through in life.
只要有基督。
So long as there's Christ.
就是永恒。
Then that is eternity.
不管你在做大事小事，只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。
Whether you are working on something great or small, whenever there's Christ, that is a big matter. He is all.
And in all.
And in all.
弟兄姊妹，我就希望我们所有的世世代代能够传这个信息。
I hope that throughout the generations, we will pass on this message.
我们虽然是有困难、有需要、有痛苦来到神家。
Yes, we may come to God's house with trials, difficulties, and needs.
我们有救恩、有爱、有恩典，我们在这里胜过难处，这都是好的。
Yes, through salvation and love and grace, we overcome our trials. Yes, that is good.
但是我们不能掉掉最重要的东西。
But please do not omit the most important thing.
我们在这里传的时候，不是说信耶稣你就可以。申请到绿卡，生不出孩子，信耶稣就会生男孩。
We're not passing a message saying that believing in Jesus, you will overcome your trials and you will receive a son.
这是我亲耳听见别人对别人传福音的时候讲的话。
So this is a gospel message I've heard with my own ears.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们要传的福音的中心。
And that is not the center message.
福音是讲到他的儿子耶稣基督。
The center message of the gospel is the Son of God.
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
Jesus only, Jesus ever.
我们整个人生受造的目的是为这个。
So we were created for this.
我们生命的源头，生命的这个经历也都是基督。
And the origin of our life and our experiences is Christ.
我们生活的意义和价值也都在基督。
And the value and significance of life is also Christ.
第二个，我们要讲到教会。
And then we talk about church.
我仍然说到这些东西，我只能很短的时间讲完。
Sorry, I can only go over this very briefly.
教会不是一个建筑。
Church is not a building.
教会不是叫基督徒聚会就是教会。
It's not just simply a gathering of Christians.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The Bible tells us that church is the body of Christ, the fullness of Him who fills everything.
这句话我们真明白的话。
Do we really understand it?
弟兄姊妹，教会今天真的是要认罪悔改。
Today, church.As a whole, have to repent.
教会一定会被带到一个新的境界，不再这么软弱，这么糟糕了。
We truly understand that we will be elevated to a new level, we will no longer be so weak.
我们跟基督是同一个。
Because we are one with Christ.
不是只是同一条路，同一个前途而已。
We're not just walking on the same way with Christ, but we are one with Christ.
跟基督是 the very same life, 同一个生命里面的。
We share the very same life with Christ.
例如说你们今天在 barbecue 的时候，在那里问说，等一下还有谁会来？
Like at the barbecue, I might ask, so who else is coming?
你们绝对不会讲说，哦，等一下德雄的肚子会来。
You will not say, okay, the stomach of Brother Anthony will come.
对不起哈。
Sorry.
想到吃就要想到德雄才行。
When I talk about food, I think of Brother Anthony.
你绝对不会这样去形容一个人说德雄的肚子会来。
You will not describe, say, someone's stomach will come today.
他那个来就是他来嘛，对不对？
When he comes as a whole person.
所以今天我们讲基督的身体的时候，跟基督是分不开来的。
So today when we talk about the body of Christ, it's inseparable from the Christ.
教会是基督的身体，讲到我们跟主能完全的联合。
The church is the body of Christ. We're completely united with Christ.
教会是为了基督而被造的。
Church was created for Christ.
就像夏娃是从亚当取出肋骨造出来的。
Just like Eve was created out of the rib taken out of Adam.
在夏娃的身上只有一个成分，完全从亚当出来的。
There's only one element in the body of Eve.It comes from Adam.
就像教会一样，只有一个成分，就是基督，因为它是从基督造出来的。
Just like a church, there's only one element that is Christ, because it's made of Christ.
所有不是基督的，不要带到教会来。
Anything that is not of Christ, please do not bring that to church.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做教会。
And this is church.
教会只有一个性质。
There's only one nature at church.
教会只有一个生命，它跟基督是同一个的。
Only one life, that is the life of Christ.
所以当基督看见教会的时候，就跟亚当看见夏娃的时候说，这是我骨中骨，肉中肉，因为从他出来的。
So when Christ sees the church, just Adam saw Eve, he would say, this is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh.
神造夏娃的时候没有拿着肋骨再加一点别的什么东西造出来的，完全 purely from Adam.
When God created Eve, he did not add anything else to the rib of Adam. It was purely from Adam.
今天教会被造就是从基督出来的。
Today, church was made of Christ.
同样的，今天教会本身叫做被召出来的一般人。
And church was a group of people who are called out.
是为了基督被召出来的啊，弟兄姊妹。
They are called out for Christ.
你看马路上一大堆人，你到上海街头去看。
You go to Shanghai, you see millions of crowd.
你到台北街头去看，到香港街头去看，满街都是人。
Go to Taipei, go to Hong Kong, you see people all over the place.
我们基督徒跟别人一样，两个眼睛，两个耳朵，一个鼻子，都是一样的。
We Christians look the same as everyone else, with two eyes, one nose, and everything else.
看起来都一样。
We all look the same.
里面不一样。
But the inside,
里面是被烧出来的。
Because we're called out.
Ecclesia 被召出来的。
Ecclesia means to be called out.
因为我们跟世人太不一样了，我们是神的儿女，是君尊的祭司。
We're different from the rest of the world. We're children of God, the holy priest.
教会为基督被召，教会为基督被召。有一天教会要为着基督被提。
So church was created for Christ and was called out for Christ and one day will be raptured for Christ.
只有属于基督的能被带到永恒，带到天上的才能被提上去。
Only those who are of Christ can be captured, can be raptured up into heaven.
其他的神烧一烧都烧掉了，神震一震都震掉了，那不能震动的，能够赖火的，能够属天的，被带到永恒去了。
Anything other than Christ will be shaken off, will be burned up, and only anything that is of Christ can be raptured up to heaven.
所以我请求我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹，包括年轻的孩子们。
So I ask every one of us here, including the young people.
我们没有在这里要盖一个很华丽的教会或什么。
We're not here to build a great magnificent.
我们也没有在这里要去组织一个什么特别的教会。
Or to organize something, some special church.
但是我们就是希望这个教会能够回到圣经，回到神永远的旨意上。
But we hope that this church will go back to the Bible, to God's Eternal will.
在教会里面的成分是基督。
That this church is made of Christ.
整个教会的中心，我们被召出来跟他联合，为他而活。
And then the center of our church is that we are called out and live for him.
而且我们所有所行，所有的侍奉，希望都在他眼前 approved unto God.
So all our walk and our services will be approved unto God.
因为这是我们盼望的。
And that is our hope.
所以教会第一件事情被召出来。
So first thing after church being that church is called out.
哦，我们是为神而活的人。
So that we live for Christ.
然后神要用充满我们啊，主耶稣要充满我们。
And then Jesus will fill us.
他是那充满万有者所充满的。
He's the one who fills everything.
所以教会里面应该一个特点就是到处都是耶稣，充满了基督。
So one characteristic of a church is that you will see Christ everywhere.
你在那里带诗，让我遇见基督。
When you sing, when you lead a song, you will people will meet Christ.
你在那里讲道，让我遇见耶稣。
When you preach, people will meet Christ.
你在那里当招待，我遇见耶稣。
When you are being an usher, people will meet Christ.
你在那里扫厕所，就让我感动，我遇见了耶稣。
When you are cleaning the bathroom, people will see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，教会里面是充满基督的地方。
So Christ is the place where everything is filled with Christ. Church is the place.
而以弗所书告诉我们，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音。对不起。对，以弗所书有牧师和教师，为的是要干什么？目的是什么？神为什么把这么多的恩赐赐给教会？
The book of Ephesians chapter 4 says, He himself gave some to apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
为的什么？
What is the purpose?
成全圣徒，各尽其职，这是一个过程，这是一个做法，而目的是要建立基督的身体。
So for equipping the saints of the work of ministry, and that is the process, and the purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
教会不仅仅为着基督被造，被召出来，让基督充满我们。
So church is not only being created for Christ and being called out so that Christ can fill us.
而且教会被召出来是要被建立啊，被建立基督的身体。
And after church is being called out, it's to be built up.To be the body of Christ.
怎么做呢？是借着成全圣徒。
And how to do it? Through equipping the saints.
所以今天不管在书店、在网络上、在各方面都有很多 equipping the saints 啊，就是怎么样子建立圣徒的这些课程、教材、神学院、培训中心。
There are many ministries, materials online and bookstores trying to equip saints.
弟兄姊妹，成全圣徒很重要。
It is very important to equip the saints.
但是不是只是为了让你独善其身，让你变得更好而已。
But the purpose is not just to make you better.
把你建造起来是要叫你各尽其职，站在该站的位置上，尽你的功用的。
After you being equipped so that you can stand on your position and serve.
而整个的目的是为了把基督的身体建立起来。
And the grand purpose is to build up the body of Christ.
我想请问大家一个问题啊。
May I ask you a question?
在美国本土有48个州，这是我们都知道的。
There are 48 states in the continent of U.S.
请问我们现在如果要画一个美国国地图，而且包括各州。
So if we're gonna draw the U.S. map, including all the states.
我们找了48个人出来。
And we asked 48 people to work on the project.
你觉得每一个人自己去画一个州，然后把它合起来变成美国比较容易，还是他们一起先把美国画出来，然后在上面画各州，然后哪一个比较好？
So which plan, which approach is more feasible?To ask all 48 of them to draw a single state and then try to put them together, or after we draw a grand map of U.S. and then have 48 of them work on the big map.
当然是先画整体嘛，对不对？
Of course, to have the big map first.
不然我画的话，可能把加州画这么大。
Otherwise, I might draw California this size.
然后他可能把 Massachusetts 也画得比加州还大。
And then someone might create a Massachusetts bigger than the size of California.
当你放在一起的时候，你就没有办法这个在对的这个比例上把它摆在一起的。
And then when you piece them together, the proportion might not be right.
所以很多人就光只追求自己的成长。
So many people just pursue their individual growth.
我只在乎我自己恩赐的发挥。
They only care about the exercise of their spiritual gifts.
我要这样子，我要那样子。
They want to do this, they want to do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有一个整体的概念。
We need to have an overview.
神要得到的是一个 harmony, 一个协和，一个一的身体。
Because God wants to obtain a harmony, a unity, a body.
不是右手粗成这个样子，左手细的像竹竿一样。
God does not want the body with the right arm very thick and the left arm very thin.
不是麻州比加州还要大，那不对的。
That Massachusetts may appear bigger than California. That is not right.
神有他一定的次序的。
God has his order.
他有他一定的配搭。
And then he has its
这叫做 the body of Christ.
Balance. And that is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，神把各样的恩赐赐给了教会。
So God has given all kinds of spiritual gifts to the church.
为了成全圣徒。
So that
to
equip the saints for the work of ministry in order to build up the body of
Christ.
So the church has to be filled with Christ. And be edified and build
up. And the church has
to grow up to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. If the church is not being filled with Christ,
and
it cannot manifest Christ.
因为里面没有基督，你怎么流露基督呢？
Without Christ within, how can you manifest Christ?
就跟那个乡下人买了水龙头，回到乡下去插在墙上，水出不来啊。
Just like some ignorant man will buy a faucet and stick on the wall and try to and then expect water to flow out of the faucet.
你里面没有跟源头连，没有充满水，它怎么会有水呢？
If there's no water pipe connect to the reservoir, the water will not come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要为教会祷告，为了我们的新得救的新来的下一代，我们要祷告。
We have to pray for church, pray for the new believers, pray for our next generation.
要让我们知道教会存在的意义。
So that we know the meaning of church.
全是为了耶稣。
It's all for Christ.
为他被造。
We were created for him.
也为他被召。
And that the church was created for him and called out for him. We're being filled with him.
而我们整个被建立是为了他。
And the purpose for our edification is for him.
我们也需要长大成熟，满有基督长成的身量，把它给彰显出来。
And we need to grow into maturity to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may manifest Christ.
好，这弟兄姊妹，这是教会最重要的意义。
And that is the most significant meaning of church.
而我们的使命我没有空讲了。
And I have no time to go over our mission.
弟兄姊妹，我们教会只有一个成分。
There's only one element in our church.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
教会只有一个充满。
And only one that fills.
教会只有一个生命。
And only one life.
教会只有一个前途。
And only one future.
都跟基督发生关系。
Has all to do with Christ.
那都是我们离不开来的。
And then something we cannot do without.
那我们要在主的面前求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
当我们一棒一棒在这里传的时候。
So that we will pass down the batons.
我们要接得好。
Let's receive it well.
我们要跑得好。
And run well.
我们要传得好。
And pass it well.
一句话。
With one word.
你从第一个人开始传。
If you pass from one person.
传了二三十个，你们可能玩过这个游戏。
One message and it goes through 20 or 30 people.
它都变样了。
It will all be distorted.
好，我跟你讲说，嘉许啊，昨天钓到了他这一生钓到的最大的鱼，大概十公分左右。
If I tell you, Joshua caught the biggest fish in his life, about 10 centimeters long.
传了二十个人以后。
And after 20 people.
哇，嘉许啊，钓了一个破世界纪录的鱼啊。
And then the message might become, Joshua got a fish that break the record, the world record.
他一路上就在那里变质。
Because it keeps on changing.
当基督来到地上的时候。
When Christ comes back.
他用他的命买赎了教会。
When Jesus came to this world, he bought church with his life.
借着使徒、借着圣灵的启示，建立了教会。
And through the revelation of apostles and prophets, he built up the church.
整个圣经的核心，神永远的旨意，讲到基督和教会。
And the center message of the Bible is the Christ and church.
在往下传的时候
，as it keeps on being passed,
一路上变，一路上变，一路上变。
The message might become distorted a little bit every time it passes.
出现的教会历史上。一千年以上所谓的黑暗时代
then a dark age, more than 1,000 years of dark age
教会的中心坐在宝座上的不再是基督变成教皇了
The one who's sitting on the throne of church is no longer Christ, but the Pope
能够叫人得救叫人罪得赦免给人带来安慰和盼望的不再是基督的宝血变成赎罪券了
It is no longer the precious blood of Christ that will bring salvation and hope to people, but then the redemptive notes that was being sold by church. So everything was being distorted and changing.
弟兄姊妹，神借着宗教改革，借着历史历代教会的复兴，把我们带回到圣经里面来。
Through the revivals and church reformation, God finally brought us all back to the center of the Bible.
这么多宝贝的真理已经被前辈们用命用血为我们重新恢复了。
Many Christians ahead of us have preserved the truth of the Bible with their lives.
你看看才传了一两代两三代今天很多复兴都已经不见了。
But then after the reformation, after two or three generations, a lot of revivals have disappeared.
这些真理已经没有人在传了。
Not many people are still speaking about these truths.
这些书已经没有人在读了。
And then people are not reading this kind of books anymore.
今天你走出门，对很多人讲到宾路易斯姆，讲莫安德烈，讲 Austin Sparks， 讲这些人，他们不知道他们是谁。
If you ask Christians nowadays, they do not know about Penn Lewis, they do not know Austin Sparks, they do not know all these authors.
我们真的希望主怜悯我们，帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
回到圣经上最重要的事情。
Go back to what's the most important in the Bible.
圣灵把神永远的旨意向我们开启。
The Holy Spirit has revealed to us God's eternal will.
希望他吸引我们。
May it draw us.
他来控制我们的生活、侍奉与言行。
That it will control our life, our service, and our walk.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.